The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am so easily influenced. I saw one text message that
Bring
said
Bring the song back.
No, here's the song. It's back.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
This only works if you sing along.
I wanted to make sure the listener got to hear it.
Fine, whatever.
Good evening. I told you guys about this story a few months ago.
Oh, so it's old news? Nope.
It's new news.
Okay, what is it?
The sugar hype. That or like the hyper awareness thing with sugar in kids, it's false. It's a myth. Sugar does not make kids hyper.
What?
Yes, it does.
It doesn't.
Who said?
Scientists.
Kid scientists.
What?
British medical people.
That's a load of crap. That is two kids, one of them standing on the shoulders of another kid wearing a lab coat going, after much research, we've decided.
No, they said they even said it's psychological for the parents. When parents were told that their kids had sugary drinks, they rated that their kids were more hyper, even though the drinks were really sugar-free.
No, I disagree.
Interesting. So it's kind of like when you're at that party in high school and they're like, there's alcohol in this, and then
it's not.
Everyone's acting drunk. And yeah,
exactly.
That's a real thing. Like the placebo effect worked. Like,
oh, yeah.
Somebody told you that the punch was spiked and you acted drunk.
I didn't because I was too scared to drink it, which is even worse or even lamer. I don't know. But
I'm drunk off this water.
Yeah, there were definitely people there who were acting
just schnocker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I haven't you found like around Halloween time or like if your kid sneaks a cookie or a sleeve of Oreos, they're a basket case.
It does feel like you can, you can feel when the sugar rush kicks in, I feel like, but not according to these.
You don't get to just sit there and keep saying,
nope.
Cause you can almost
see
it coming.
News
nope.
No. Okay.
Good evening. Bad news for Mr. P. Diddy. Not only Not only are they not referring to him as P. Diddy anymore, they're calling him Sean Combs, his government name, which that's you really know it's serious. But he got the key to the city of Miami Beach, and they are rescinding it.
That's not the first one.
No, he's like losing all of his keys to the city.
How many does
everybody
he have?
Gave him the key. Anybody
really?
Was that if you were a mayor and you went to a white party, you gave him a key.
Oh, you mean a free? Oh no, he did have white parties.
He did the white parties, mm-hmm. and then he did the
Free
cops.
So, but my question is: since have you gotten a key to a city, and how do we get keys to cities? Parker, I'm looking at you. I want one. I want a key
Parker's
to the city.
A little too hoity-toity for you to get one, but I think Commerce City should be handing me one.
I agree.
I should have the garage door opener.
Weird. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Commerce City probably doesn't have a key. Maybe just the alarm code. I don't know. Just give me Parker probably has like an app.
It's like a screwdriver and you got to hold this while you do it.
I want a key to Georgetown.
Don't we know the dog?
Yeah.
We're
Mayor Parker.
With
a little cutie. Love him.
Oh my God, you guys, I know the mayor of Commerce City.
We get a key.
Douglas is the mayor. He worked at King Supers. I know the guy. I've given him a ride home before.
Steve Douglas, like Douglas County?
No.
That guy's connected.
We're in Adams County. Mm. Steve Douglas. If you're listening or any of your constituents.
Yeah, this is,
I want you to know if you give me the key to Commerce City, I'll probably go to King Supers and make two copies for Aaron and T.I.
Yeah.
I want us all to have a key to Commerce City.
Isn't it a cool idea? I think it's like one of those things that you don't get to experience. Only certain people do it. I want to make it happen.
Yeah. Or like the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Where do they
once
get those big
the key,
scissors?
I think you get to do that. Like, once you have the key, then people call you and go, hey, are you one of the guys with the key to the city? Because we're going to cut a ribbon.
And
it's
fine.
Yeah.
And you get to show up.
I would love to do all that.
Yeah.
What if we signed a thing that says no Diddy info is going to come out about us? Like, I think maybe they're afraid to give us a key because we seem like we have a nefarious background.
Mm, no.
But we don't.
Yeah. Much like me refusing to drink the non-alcoholic fake alcohol.
I don't think any of us seem like we have nefarious backgrounds.
I've never even been invited, Diddy.
Okay. One of us in this room is nefarious to it. Okay, sorry.
Hold on. I'm T-Hack. Back to you. Slacker News.
Okay.
Thank you, T-Hack.
God.
This just in, Dua Lipa.
Oh, news! 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 God, she's so hot.
She does something weird, and it almost is a turnoff.
There is. I'm going to tell you right now.
She doesn't mix it.
I doubt very seriously that you could say anything other than drinking the blood of the young while laying in a bath of ranch dressing. Even then, I'd still sleep with her. I think Dua Lipa is just. By the way, have you? Never mind. She sounds like an old. Never mind. Somebody pointed out that her name sounds like what an old New York grandma would say to her granddaughter when she wants her to do like gymnastic tricks.
Oh.
Charlotte, Dua Lipa. Do it. Sorry.
That TikTok trend happened like years ago, but welcome to 2024. She has an.
Oh, no, I've moved on. What does she do?
She has an interesting Diet Coke recipe. Okay, no. Most of us just open up the Diet Coke, maybe pour it over ice and enjoy it.
We don't open Diet Cokes, but yeah, okay.
You do. It's the best one. But she also adds pickle juice to her Diet Coke and also like jalapeno juice.
What? She does.
And she also enjoys vanilla ice cream with olive oil and sea salt. So.
Olive oil?
Yeah.
I'm going to say, had, what is the name of the great ice cream company in town?
Little Man's?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Their salted Oreo ice cream is one of the best things I've ever put in my mouth.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's so salty, but it's so good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but olive oil, that's
different
than,
weird.
Than a pinch of salt. Ugh. I don't know. Would you try it?
Still love her, but. Interesting choices.
I would try it if she were eating it.
I see. Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
One Diet Coke, pickle juice, two straws kind of thing.
Yes. Thank you for that story, Aaron. T-Hack?
Good evening. Trying to mimic Aaron's success with just saying the name of somebody you love to get news. Dolly Parton.
News!
It's news.
Okay. She's donated $1 million to hurricane relief.
A million dollars.
Of
her own money.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do a GoFundMe. She didn't.
She also did like a private performance fundraiser thing.
Yeah,
she did.
Own. Yeah. It says here her own bank account. $1 million to the Mountain Ways Foundation for hurricane relief. So good on Dolly Parton. That's great news.
This feels very anticlimactic. Okay. Does anybody have anything else to say?
Back to you. I'm T-Hack. Slacker News.
Dua Lipa.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.